Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And now it's time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey, here's Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady today, but some locations are seen weaker at the start amid reports of a majority of the pork plants having adequate supplies through tomorrow. Uncertainty about domestic demand for meats and continued large slaughter rates may limit the buying interest, according to livestock dealers and market managers today. Peoria's called steady, top price 46 even. They say there was heavy rain there from Ike over the weekend, and they say some plants might need some more hogs for tomorrow or Wednesday. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, September 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 6,398. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 62 even to 67.57. The weighted average was 66.77, down 41 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 48.17 to 53.25. The weighted average was 51.38. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were only 3,756. The base price range was 61 even to 73 even. The weighted average was 69.25, down $1.02 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 51.09 to 54.50. The weighted average was 53.55.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In a moment, we'll take a look at the overnight trade and get a pre-opening call from Jackie Vake sitting in for Brian Maple this morning at Stuart Peterson Group. First, let's get a look at our growing area's weather after a very wet weekend in this area and around most of the center of the country. Here's AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Give me a second, Ed, and I'll put you up. Hold on a minute. This is one of those cases where the substitute forgets to do everything on the board. All right, Ed, it's all yours.
All right, thank you very much. We had heavy rain, as you mentioned, over the weekend, and that was due to mainly Ike. Now, early on in the weekend, some heavy rain over parts of northern Illinois, northwestern Indiana. In fact, the daily record for rainfall in Chicago occurred on Saturday, as they picked up almost 7 inches of rain at O'Hare Airport, breaking the old calendar day record set back in 1987. And that was before some rainfall came through yesterday from Ike. So there is flooding occurring across that part of Illinois and actually a lot of northern Illinois into central Illinois and northwest Indiana, with flood warnings still in effect. Parts of western Illinois as well getting the flood warnings. The heaviest swath of rain yesterday extended from around the St. Louis area right through Springfield, Decatur, Bloomington, Normal, Champaign, Urbana, on up to Kankakee in Chicago, and also from Lafayette, Indiana, northward into Gary and South Bend, then on into lower Michigan, much of lower Michigan getting hammered with several inches of rain. And rainfall, well, the heaviest rain so far overall seemed to have been in northern Illinois and northwestern Indiana, in part due to not only the rain yesterday, but the rain on Saturday as well. And in South Bend, Indiana, for example, the September monthly rainfall record has already been broken. 13.74 inches of rain in South Bend, Indiana so far. That's actually the wettest month on record, period. The previous wettest September was in 1977 with 9.01 inches, and the all-time wettest month on the records prior to this in June of 1993 with 10.86 inches. So those records have been shattered, and it's only the 15th of the month. So any rain that comes the rest of the way is just going to add on to that. And a rainfall record of 4.07 inches was set in South Bend yesterday just for the calendar day, and that almost doubled the old record set in 1993. And so that's the kind of records we're looking at. Many rainfall records across the area. Springfield yesterday. Springfield, Illinois, 2.95 inches, a record for the date. Here at WILL, yesterday on the calendar day, we had 4.37 inches, and most of that coming between 7 a.m. and noon. Most of the heavy rain came during the morning hours yesterday. So some drenching rain, and that's going to cause problems to fields because it's just too much rain and too short of a time. This rain is not going to be beneficial to crops. Most crops are beyond where rain would help, and certainly this much is a detriment more than it's beneficial. But it is going to be dry over the next week, so at least we're not going to add to the problems here. We're going to have several dry days in a row, and that will be beneficial for getting fields back into shape and drying down the grain a little bit. Now, another problem with the weather from Ike was the fact that very strong winds occurred, especially in a corridor from Kentucky on up through Indiana and Ohio. Many wind gusts of over 75 miles per hour yesterday. That's very strong winds. That's hurricane force winds. Those were the gusts, though. But sustained winds were over 30 miles per hour with those gusts over 75. The winds were strong enough to knock down a lot of trees and power lines and cause damage to structures. More than 1 million people or customers, more than 1 million customers were without power in Ohio at one point yesterday. Many locations in Indiana and Ohio still without power from all that wind. That probably has an impact on some of the crops. I'm guessing, although we don't have confirmation yet, that some corn was blown over by these winds. So that could reduce some yields in Indiana and Ohio. We'll have to wait and see on that. So the weather over the weekend, not very beneficial to the crop here as we are finishing it up for the season. It does look like, though, quieter weather coming in this week. We'll have some cool mornings, but no threat of frost around here. And right now it appears that we stay out of that threat through the rest of this month. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thanks, Ed. Let's take a look at overnight trade. In Kansas City, December wheat opened overnight at 767 and a quarter, up 7 3/4 cents. Last traded up a half. March, 785 and 3/4, up 5 3/4. Last trade down 10. And down is where the rest of the wheat market went. Minneapolis spring wheat for December, opening price 791, up 3 3/4, or 3 1/4 rather. Last trade down 7 3/4. December wheat in Chicago on the CME Group, 728, up 8 3/4 on the open. Last traded down 6 3/4. March, 745 3/4, up 4. Last trade down 6 3/4. May wheat, 750, down 5 1/4. Last trade down 10 1/4. July, 776, down 12 1/2. Last trade down 13 1/4. December corn opened at 570, up 6 3/4, but last traded down 12 3/4. March, 590 1/2, up 8 1/2. Last trade down 14. May corn, $6 even, up 5 1/2. Last traded down 12 1/2. And July opened at 611 1/2, up 7. Last trade down 18. In the bean complex, November opened at 1208, up 6. Last trade down 34 3/4 cents. January, 1222 1/4, up 4 1/4. Last trade down 34 3/4. March, 1236 1/2, up 4. Last trade down 32 1/2. May beans, 1245 1/2, up 5 1/2. Last trade down 29. And bean meal for October opened at 338.10, up 180. Last traded down 770. And October bean oil, 47.54, up 3. Last trade down 137. Joining us now, the pre-opening call, is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Tom.
We see a big slide in a lot of different places, the stock market among them, but commodities may be feeling the pinch, too. And I notice even oil prices are down.
Well, there's no question. And most of that is on the Lehman Brothers and all the financial news from this weekend. And the implication, I guess, in traders' minds about what this could possibly do to demand, I think the reality will set in eventually. And we've even seen, we actually have crude $2 off of its bottoms. We've got the American dollar, which was trading higher when we closed at 6 a.m. this morning, trading lower right now. So it's going to be a mixed-up day if they actually looked at the fields down there. We drove back from Wisconsin last night. We saw cornfields standing in water, bean fields standing in water. And the reality is, even though the traders might think it's going to make beans the size of your fist because of moisture, this is not a good situation just in general.
But are people even going to, in this atmosphere, look at weather concerns when we do have all the outside market pressures?
No, I don't think so. I think the reality is this. You're going to have people here who are aware of what's going on with the commodities, and they're going to be looking for doing some bottom picking. I would have to say I think the majority of what we're going to see, at least until we have a little more information or until we get some stability again off of this Lehman situation, we'll see some consolidation range trading. I believe that that's the most real thing we can think of.
How long might the concern over the outside markets take precedence over weather before farmers do turn back to the traditional fundamental stuff?
Well, I think we move closer each day. Of course, it could be all the way till we get grain stocks at the end of the month. We had NOPA crush out this morning, which was down from last month, and it was actually lower than the lowest guess. Not a real big surprise. Just because of some of the things that are going on and also because of all these hurricanes. I guess I'd have to say, Tom, when you look at these markets, it could be at any moment. But from a producer standpoint, we've got a range right now on corn like 530 to 583.5, beans 1157, 1222.5, wheat 702, 792, anywhere in between there.
All right. So, what are your calls for today on the market?
Well, I'm going to have to temper it just the way we closed out the overnights. I'd say corn probably down 12 to 15, beans 30 to 35, wheat down 10 to 15, and cattle mixed. Don't necessarily think we'll end the day that way, though.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. Looking at some of the outside markets right now, crude oil for October in New York trading at $95.80. That's down $5.38 a barrel. The Wall Street numbers look like this. The Dow is off about 3% right now at 320, down 323 at 11,099. The NASDAQ is down 46 points at 2215. The S&P down 35 points at 1217. You're listening to WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3, Urbana. Flood warning in effect for Northwest Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston County until 10 o'clock, and Northwest Logan, McLean, and Northwestern Sangamon County until 2:30 this afternoon. It's 9:01.